And when he did progress, now we're sitting on this, what do we do now? Fortunately, his progression has not been explosive, which is good. But nonetheless, we are scratching our heads because he's been through everything. You know, he's obviously had autologous grafting, he's had cuff fills, maybe he's had pomalidomide, he's had cellular therapy. And the question really now is, where do we go? Options would include, I mean, protocols are obviously my gearing point. If protocols don't apply for him in any way, I would say that in the STORM study, we did see responses in two patients who, in whom CAR-T had failed them. So selinexor is one good option for him, in fact, in combination. And I would probably use it with bortezomib based upon what we know from early phase studies. STOMP, actually, it's not just Boston. The STOMP trial has looked at the combination of bortezomib and seli, as well as selinexor and daratumumab. We actually had presentations on the daratumumab seli data at EHA, where the responses were around 84% to the combination. So I'm not sure I'd go back to Dara quite yet, but certainly seli bortezomib would be an excellent choice in my view for this guy.
Seli, that's interesting.